Check 1 2 1 2. Can everyone hear me? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me, folks. Hillary is back. And I got to tell you, she's back with a vengeance. From what I can see, she never went anywhere. And I know a lot of you are on here saying, oh, I thought she was dealt with a long time ago. Aren't we watching her clone? Aren't we watching her body double? No. Okay. No. Get that out of your head. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me, please. Folks, I've had enough interviews. I've had enough conversations with enough people that I've kind of weeded through the bullshit. And you can take my opinion with a grain of salt. You can take my opinion with a grain of salt. But she's alive and well. She's still kicking. But I will say this. She's panicked. And she's panicked beyond belief. And what I'm seeing right now, what I am seeing right now is a very good sign that the deep state is in massive distress and they're very, very nervous. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm going to be very transparent. I've had thousands upon thousands of interviews since 2020. Thousands of them. I don't even have enough space on my computer, folks. I have to keep putting it on different drives. I'm telling you right now, I've weeded through the bullshit. I think I'm pretty good at this. I've got a group of people that I go to for my intel in different areas. And I'm telling you now, she's alive and well. So, but she's panicked. She's panicked. You can Venmo me D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977, when the lights go out. As always, folks, I go through the same routine. When the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review as I always ask it. I got my mama's book. She loves the reviews, folks. It means so much to her. The Mexican Mix on Amazon as well. Who's going to watch The Fallen State today? The Fallen State with Jesse. I can't believe I went on that interview and didn't know what to expect. I felt like I was in between two ferns. Yeah, I had no idea what his style of interviewing was. It was my fault. I didn't pay attention. I just thought it was gonna be a normal interview, and I went in there and I was like, "Wow, this guy's out there." But now that I know his style, I gotta tell you, folks, it's I heard it's funny. I heard it's pretty funny. So go to The Fallen State. I think their YouTube channel is The Fallen State with Jesse, and I think it's premiering today at noon. So oh boy. I'm not looking forward to it, I'll be honest. I think I made a fool out of myself, which I do every day anyway. Virtual Shield 1, get your Virtual Shield 1. Caesars Entertainment has confirmed that Social Security's numbers linked to rewards players were stolen in the recent Las Vegas cyber attacks. Unfortunately, data breaches involving Social Security numbers like this are no longer uncommon. This is crazy. We are living in a crazy, crazy world. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, protect themselves online with Virtual Shield 1. Virtual Shield gives me security with an all-in-one privacy suite that includes an industry-leading VPN that anonymizes my IP address to help avoid ISP or government spying. Plus, it prevents hackers or snoopers from seeing my online activity. I highly recommend Virtual Shield because you can get 67% off a lifetime discount with 60 days free right now. Access unlimited devices by going to Virtual Shield 1 with Nino. All right. Spotify's Nino's Corner. Getter Nino's Corner. Telegram Nino's Corner. Rumble Nino's Corner. You all give me shit about Rumble, but you're not over there. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Patriotwear.com. Pink, get some some Nino with your coffee, folks. But I should put Sancho. It has my Sancho, the Sancho. I have not done the Sancho in a very long time. Pero I got kind of tired of the women. Some of you women are crazy. Ooh, I need me some Sancho. He's not real. He's not real. He's my alter ego. He's Sancho is the alter ego. Is he really? You'll never know. How many kids does Di Sancho have? I don't know. Sancho does not know the answer to that question. Say hello to your wife and my kids. El Sancho. El Guapo. All right. Nino's Corner.tv, folks. Nino's Corner.tv. Richard Algeier. Algeier? Is it Algeier? I butcher everyone's last names. Remote viewer that sees catastrophe. A trained remote viewer, I must add. And if you add that together with Cliff High and Cliff High, what his program has seen, basically an illuminosity of over 13, goes hand in hand with the remote viewers. So I don't know. I listened to everybody on Nino's Corner.tv. I think it was pretty good. I think you'll enjoy it. It's kind of, you never know. You know, folks, we're all going to die anyway. Whether we all die separately or all together, what's the difference? That's how I look at it. But it's up there on Nino's Corner.tv. Juan O'Savin's up there on Nino's Corner.tv. I got Tim Ray coming on. I'm putting that up tomorrow night. Death by Deception, folks, talking about this. Don't lose hope. He offers some hope. How to detox. The advancements that are coming out, folks. If you were duped into taking it, if you're one of those people that were duped into taking it, don't lose hope. There's a lot of information in this interview that can help you. And it's Tim Ray. Okay, Tim Ray, Death by Deception docuseries that's coming out. I think it's out already. So Dr. Artis, the whole thing, folks, this is big. And it's exclusively on Nino's Corner.tv. Wow. All I can say is I learned a lot from that interview. Scott McKay and Jayco. I'm going to try to get the file. It was up on Scott's network, but I'm going to try to put it up on Nino's Corner.tv as well. General McInerney's coming on. General McInerney. I can't wait to have him on. Joe Jordan, the UFO cover-up. This is crazy because what's the missing piece of the UFO community? What is it? What is the unwanted piece they don't want to talk about? How about this one, folks, which a lot of you may not agree with, but I don't care. Rebuking the abductions in the name of Jesus Christ has stopped them. But nobody wants to talk about it. No. Not rebuking it in the name of Buddha or any other religion. Rebuking the abductions in the name of Jesus Christ stops the abductions. That's what Joe Jordan says. 600 documented cases. I don't know. I'm bringing it to light on Nino's Corner.tv, baby. Yeah. All right. Laura Logan's coming on. The ghost is going to reappear. And of course, Juan O'Savin is going to be coming back on with an update pretty soon. I talk to him almost every day. Try to. So you might want to turn it down or turn it up. Whatever your little heart desires. Woo! Coming after that from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah. I got to do that every morning. The only reason is because I wake up. It wakes up my brain. Gets me firing on all cylinders. I used to do it when I was boxing. Yeah, I'm a crazy personality. I understand that. I get it. I understand it. But I'm here doing my job. I'm frustrated like all of you. I'm trying to weed through the bullshit. I think I've done a pretty good job of it. If you're coming to Nino's Corner for the first time, welcome. And I hope you're a liberal. I hope you have purple hair, okay? Let's do something about that. Let's change your image up. Oh, folks. So now you know we're getting close. We're getting real close when they deploy Hillary Clinton again. She's back, and she's back with a vengeance. She's not going anywhere for a while. Counterpunch. So We are currently watching a complete government shakedown. Nothing is guaranteed, folks, at this moment. Nobody is safe. Not at this moment. We're going to see how this plays out. I'm expecting someone like Jim Jordan to be Speaker of the House. That's what I'm expecting. I'm not expecting Trump, but hey, I've seen stranger things happen in my lifetime. There's going to be more twists and turns than a roller coaster at your local carnival, folks. Trump continues to taunt and troll while he flirts with the idea of being Speaker of the House. As much as I would like that, I don't think it's going to happen. But I've been robbed before. I don't know. What I do believe is the most realistic choice and what I hope for, Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan, if you can hear me, we need you, buddy. We need you. I didn't even know. Did you all know that Jim Jordan was an outstanding wrestler, collegiate wrestler? I didn't know that. Now I have a lot more respect for him. Because the guy knows what it takes to be a winner and have hard work and sacrifice and dedication. That tells me a lot. He's not spineless. He's not a gutless politician. So, hey, wrestling, you know, I got to say wrestling's a tough game, man. That's a tough sport. I put boxing up here. Wrestling's just a couple notches down. You're not taking the hits. Taking hits to me is another level. That tests your soul. It's just a different level, taking hits. But wrestling's right there with it. So I give him all the credit in the world. All the credit in the world. I didn't know that till today. I personally believe this is the beginning of the revenge boomerang. But we'll see. Whatever move they make, whatever we see happen here, is going to tell me a lot. And it should tell you a lot too. So I believe the pieces are being maneuvered for the coming what? The coming counterpunch. Now, I've been told, I've been given a marker, and I'm not going to put it out here because I don't feel comfortable doing that. I've been told who it is. I've been told when. I'm not going to put it out here because that's when you start losing your audience. And plus, there's no guarantees, folks. There's just no guarantees. So, right now, it's just in one ear, out the other. I don't really pay attention to it, to be honest with you. But we'll see. I've heard a lot of things within the Patriot community, and I'm like, okay. Well, okay, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. That's how I approach everything now. And that's really what I dedicate NinosCorner.tv to, is we all do this together. I know a lot of you go to different places for your sources, your intel, but folks, I'm not a cult leader. I don't want to be looked at that. I don't even care. I want no notoriety from this. I am pissed off like you are, and I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom of this like you. I want you guys to be, if you see me in public, be able to come up to me and shake my hand. I don't think my shit don't stink. I am just like everybody else. I am with you. I'm trying to find this out with you. That's it. I am frustrated and pissed off American. I am a frustrated and pissed off American that just has the balls to come out here and do this publicly, which is crazy because this could potentially ruin my life. I don't think you guys know this. If this goes the wrong direction, I'm fucked, okay? So I'm putting it all on the line. So thank you for the super chats. Thank you for the Venmo. Thank you for the subscriptions to NinosCorner.tv because I am putting my neck on the line. Believe me when I tell you that because there's no coming back from this. I'm going all in, full retard. There is nothing. There's no coming back from this. It's not like I can have a second shot at something. I'm a fighter by nature. I boxed. I did an amazing job in that arena, and now I'm in this arena, and I'm all in, folks. I go all in. So whatever happens here is it. I don't got a backup plan, okay? All right. So do you want to see an example of the desperate panic? Do you? Well, I'll tell you right now. How about Hillary making a comeback? She's been making her rounds lately. So Hillary Clinton, there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the Trump cult members. Say what? Yeah, she's back. And I sense panic. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in an interview on Thursday with CNN's Christine Amanpour called for a systemic deprogramming of Donald Trump's MAGA cult members. Clinton acknowledged that former president will likely be the Republican Party's presidential nominee. So she's saying, look, he's leading by double digits. He's probably going to be the nominee. Let's go after MAGA. So Clinton said Trump's negative, nasty form of politics. Yeah, she's not negative or nasty at all. Resonates with his supporters because they may not like migrants. Yeah, we don't like to be ambushed. We don't like to be ransacked at the border. Yeah, so something's wrong with us. And are homophobic. They're racist. And they're misogynistic. Look what she's doing. Look what she's calling all of us. And you think this is going to work? You think this is going to work? We're the majority. It's a classic tale of an authoritarian populist who really has a grip on the emotional, psychological needs and desires of a portion of the population, Clinton said on the Trump saga, and the base of the Republican Party, for whatever combination of reasons, and it's emotional and psychological, sees in him someone who speaks for them, and they are determined that they will continue to vote for him, attend his rallies, wear his merchandise, because for whatever reason, he is a very negative, nasty form of politics that resonates with them. Wow. By putting America first, man. And if you know anything about this lady, Halloween is very important to this person. That's all I'm going to say. Maybe they don't like migrants, she suggested. Maybe they don't like gay people or black people or the women who got the promotion at work that they didn't get. Whatever the reason, you know, Make America Great, again, was a bid for nostalgia to return to a place where people couldn't be in charge of their lives, feel empowered, say what they want, insult whoever came in their way. And that was really attractive to a significant portion of the Republican base. So it's like a cult, she says. It's like a cult. And somebody has to break that momentum. Somebody just has to break that momentum. And that's why I believe Joe Biden will defeat him from his basement. Do you see what evil does? Do you see how evil works here, folks? Joe Biden will defeat him. Hopefully, then that will be the end of the fever will break and the Republicans can try to get back to fighting about issues and elect people who are at least responsible and accountable. It's hard for me to read this, just like it's hard for you to listen to this. We've had very strong partisans in both parties in the past, and we've had very bitter battles over kinds of things, gun control and climate change and the economy and taxes, Clinton said. But there wasn't this little tail of extremism wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. Sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. The reason she's saying that is because they're throwing charges after. Who's throwing them? They are. They are. This should piss you off. It pisses me off. But look at it as a sign of being desperate, panicked. Very, very desperate. I'm telling you right now, they're very desperate. He's only in it for himself. Yeah, he's only in it for himself. He's about to lose his fucking estate. He could lose everything. He could go to jail, but he's in it for himself. He's in it for himself, but he's about to go to jail. Lose his estate. Family. Lose everything. Be threatened. But he's only in it for himself. That makes a lot of sense. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? Because at some point, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen. They're doubling down, folks. Like Juana said, both sides are going in. Do not for a second think that this lady is off in Gitmo, or she's a cologne. Wake up! This is real. This is fucking real. We're about to lose our country if you don't wake up. Stop thinking that, oh, it's all fine. They're just clones. They're just actors. Ah, there's no proof in that. You can get as mad at me as you want. You can believe what you want. But I'm telling you right now, I'm a fighter. I know we're in the fight, and we're in it right now. We're in it. These people are not been taken away in La La Land and fantastical fucking down south where they've all just been beheaded. No. No. How do you do that? Because you said you have to defeat them by defeating their leader. Their leader is Donald Trump. Even if you have said you expect him to be the Republican nominee, how does this change at all? I'm a poor ass. At this point, I think sadly he will still be the nominee, and we have to defeat him, and we have to defeat those who are the election deniers. The election deniers. As we did in 2020 and 2022. She's claiming they won. You're all stupid. You don't know. This is evil. This is evil. And they're going to use celebrities like Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, people that have sold their soul just for fame. But don't worry about that. That's all they're getting out of this. You wouldn't want to be them, believe me. Nobody would want to be them. And it's going to be a hard hit in the ass. It's going to be a real hard hit in the ass when the chips come down. How do you guys like my Wonder Woman cup? Liz Crokin tweets. So she sees the strategy. Liz Crokin also sees the strategy that I see. President Trump said last week that in less than 5 months, folks, something's going to happen in 5 months. I don't know what, but just like Liz Crokin says here, Trump does not mince words. So here's what Liz Crokin tweets. President Trump said last week that in less than 5 months, we're going to defeat Joe Biden and take back our country. In less than 5 months. In less than 5 months. He didn't just mess up and say, sorry. The election is more than a year away. However, this is not the first time he's implied this will happen in less than a year. And those that follow Trump closely know he never minces words. Kevin McCarthy is out, and Matt Gaetz said today that Trump is happy with his move despite what the media claims. And a lot of people are pushing for Trump to become the next Speaker of the House. Is this part of the plan to get Trump back in the White House before the election? If so, this is certainly a black swan event I can get behind. I don't see it. I understand, I hope that'd be awesome. I wouldn't be against it. I see someone like Jim Jordan stepping in. That's me, because I think this is going in a direction anyway. It's not even important if Trump is Speaker of the House. Okay, it's not even important because it's going in a direction anyway. And you all know, if you're on ninoscorner.tv, where this is going, okay? Which, to me, I understand the strategy. This would be great. It's not important to me. I know that sounds crazy, but if Jim Jordan gets in there, I'll be just as happy. So Trump continues to troll the deep state. Trump considering trip to Congress before speakership election. The former president is open to pitching himself as speaker candidate, according to a Republican familiar with internal discussions. Just to shut Hillary up, I would love to see this guy be. I really would love to see Donald be Speaker of the House. But like I said, it would just be icing on the cake. It would just be icing on the cake. Former President Donald Trump is considering a visit to the Capitol next week, where he is open to pitching himself as a speaker candidate, according to a Republican familiar with internal discussions. if it happens, Trump would be would come speak to the House GOP sometime before lawmakers' internal speaker election, which is set to happen on Wednesday, that person said. A final decision has not been made yet. The full GOP will meet Tuesday for an internal candidate forum. It's not clear if Trump, the front runner in the 2024 presidential primary, would actually run for speaker. Winning would require near unanimity. Unanimity from the House GOP, a difficult hurdle for the controversial former president. Hey, you guys think I read pretty good? I don't know. You know, I think I read pretty good. One of the oldest Hill allies, House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan, is already in the race. Jordan told NBC that he discussed his speakership bid with Trump this week. It remains a long shot idea. The House has never elected a speaker who wasn't a member of Congress, though it is not technically a constitutional requirement. Trump could also run into problems with the GOP's own conference rules, which state a member of the GOP leadership is required to step aside if indicted for a felony for which a sentence or two or more years imprisonment may be imposed. So I don't see it happening. I think there's a lot of trouble that comes with it. And I think he wants to focus on the problems he has. I think Jim Jordan's a guy. Jim Jordan says he discussed speaker bid with Trump and wouldn't oust Gates from GOP caucus. So Representative Jim Jordan said Thursday that he has spoken about his bid to be the next Speaker of the House with Donald Trump and that he would not support ousting Rep. Matt Gaetz from the Republican caucus, even amid anger from some lawmakers after he led Kevin McCarthy's removal. I got to say, Juan is putting some pretty good points on the board. I got to say he is. And as much as you guys talk shit, he said this was going to happen. He said the gut punch was coming. He said this would happen. And now he's saying a counterpunch is going to happen. So you got to think. Jordan also said he would not support efforts to oust Gates from the Republican conference as possibly that he has been floated by House members who are angry at Gates. Worked to remove McCarthy from the speaker's post. I don't think that's warranted, Jordan said. We've got a 4-seat majority. Matt's a talented member of Congress. I disagree with what he did, but he's a great member of our committee. What do you mean you disagree with what he did? I think we've got to come together. Ask whether our members should be able to make a motion to remove a speaker. The rule that was used to get McCarthy out of the leadership role is in a historic vote this week. Jordan demurred of the importance of changing it. Let's read what Trump has to say about Matt Gaetz. About Jim Jordan. Sorry, folks. Jim Jordan. Congressman Jim Jordan. So Trump truthed this. Congressman Jim Jordan has been a star long before making his very successful journey to Washington, D.C., representing Ohio's 4th Congressional District. Respected by all, he is now chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. As president, I had the honor of presenting Jim with our country's highest civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So much is learned from sports, and Jim was a master. While attending Graham High School, he won state championship all 4 years, a rarity, and compiled an amazing 156-1 record. At the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Jim became a 2-time NCAA Division I wrestling champion. He won his 1985-86 NCAA championship matches in his weight class. Jim has a master's degree in education from Ohio State University and a law degree from Capital University. He is a strong on crime, borders, our military vets, and Second Amendment. Jim, his wife, Polly, and family are outstanding. He will be a great Speaker of the House and has my complete and total endorsement. Read it right there. I can see it happening. I think he's the most logical pick for me. That's who I would go with. Trump requests dismissal of election interference charges citing presidential immunity. So former President Donald Trump on October 5th requested a federal judge throw out election interference charges against him in Washington, D.C. Lawyers for President Trump alleged in a filing that it is absolutely immune from prosecution. They cited federal law, which courts have described as providing immunity for acts within the outer perimeter of a president's official responsibility. The charges presented by U.S. Department of Justice Special Counsel Jack Smith and approved by a grand jury are for such acts, John Laro and other lawyers representing President Trump wrote. Whereas here the president's actions are within ambit of his office, he is absolutely immune from prosecution. They said, alleging that President Joe Biden's administration was breaking 234 years of precedent with the charges. The incumbent administration has charged President Trump for acts that lie not just within the outer perimeter, but at the heart of the office responsibilities as president. In doing so, the prosecution does not and cannot argue that President Trump's efforts to ensure election integrity and to advocate for the same were outside the scope of his duties, the filing states. Instead, the prosecution falsely claims that President Trump's motives were impure, that he purportedly knew that the widespread reports of fraud and election irregularities were untrue, but sought to address them anyway. But as the Constitution, the Supreme Court, and hundreds of years of history and tradition all make clear, the president's motivations are not for the prosecution of the court to decide. The request went to U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, appointed under President Barack Obama. The Department of Justice has not yet responded to the motion. This guy's getting attacked at every angle, and they're going all in. Why? Because, folks, you got to look at this as pure panic. Pure panic. When you're deploying, when Hillary has to get out of her house, leave her little... When Hillary Clinton has to come out and start doing the rounds again, folks, they're worried. They're really, really worried. Nina, where did you get your shirt? Patriotwear.com, right there. Get some Nina with your coffee, folks. I'm going to make one that says get some Sancho with your coffee as well. So Trump literally cries for help in early morning Truth Social bender. Look how they write these articles about New York fraud trial. They're going all in now, folks. They're going all in. Former President Donald Trump went on an early morning social media bender, continuing his ongoing tirade against New York State Attorney General Letitia James Jackson, motherfucker, and Judge Arthur Engoron. Trump opened his social media missives at 5:38 a.m. with a rather pedestrian political salvo familiar to anyone who has paid attention to his victimized rhetoric of the, past decade. Trump wrote, "I am running for president, have a 62-point lead over Republicans, and I'm up on crooked Joe Biden despite the Democratic Party massive lawfare, weaponization, and election interference efforts by 4 to 11 points, but we'll do whatever is necessary to help with the Speaker of the House selection process short term until the final selection of a great Republican speaker is made. A speaker will help a new but highly experienced president, me," like how he says, me, "make America great again." Shortly after, he took a shot at President Joe Biden and shared an AP news report that the Biden administration is looking to relax regulations to build a border wall, adding, "So interesting to watch crooked Joe Biden break every environmental law in the book to prove that I was right when I built the 560 miles, incorrectly state 450 in story, of brand new, beautiful border wall." Pretty crazy, folks. I don't know if you saw my video that I put up the other day, but never would have thought Biden is building the wall. Joe Biden is building the wall. What do you think about that, folks? Because it's happening. But like I said in my in the article that I was reading, my little video that I did, folks, they're going to kick the can. They're going to, "Oh, we're building the wall." They'll build a block a year. It's just propaganda. It's pure propaganda. Do not take it serious. All it is, oh, yeah, we're going to build the wall. Whatever. And I'll get to that in a second. In Tampa, Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis took his presidential campaign to downtown Tampa on Thursday to accept the endorsement of 60 Florida sheriffs, giving him an opportunity to hammer the parts of his stump speech on preserving law and order. But he also used the event to repeatedly hammer. See, no matter what he does, if he keeps doing, which he's going to continue to do this, it just ruins him. It just discredits him further. He becomes more and more shown to be deep state. So what he did was he also used the event to repeatedly hammer former Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. DeSantis hit Trump on immigration, his conservative bona fides, his campaign expenditures, his provocativity and controversy, his 2020 election loss, his loss. The fact that he's even pushing this, his loss. We know who you are, Ronnie. Nothing's going to work. Are you sitting there at home twiddling your thumbs wondering, gee, why aren't people getting behind me? Because we see you. We know you're deep state. The fact that you're pushing this propaganda shows us who you are. His inability to serve two additional terms and more. See, the more he discredits, the more he insults Trump, the more people turn on this guy. How he doesn't see it, I don't know. And just like I've said, folks, the magic that they used to use in that old paradigm is not working in this paradigm. It's not working anymore. But they're going to keep doubling down, tripling down, and going further and further into this, folks, because they only know one way, and that's forward. Here's just the reality. If you want to know who's done more to actually implement and deliver on America First policies, the person that's done more than anyone else in these United States is right here, he said, to a loud applause. You're done, Ronnie boy. You're done. Go sit down. You're over. And tell your puppeteers, the Bush family, they're done too. Okay? All of you. So he keeps doubling and tripling down. He's hoping that he'll be the next. See, his only hope is he's hoping that he'll be the next guy after these charges don't stick. He's hope after these charges stick. He's hoping that they stick and that he'll just be lifted. And he's hoping he'll make a great debate against Newsom. I'm telling you right now, folks, the Democrat chairs is going to begin. It looks like to me Newsom's the guy. And I'm sure a lot of you can agree. Do you guys think Newsom is the guy for the Democrats? I think that's what they're gonna put into play. Tell them, champ, you got it. I never even go to YT chats. Didn't even know of it. Well, welcome. Yep, Newsom. You guys agree with me on this? So let's talk about Newsom for a second. Newsom, bill limiting ballot hand counting in California becomes law. One county pledges to defy the statute. So this is crazy. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation into law on Wednesday that will limit the ability of local governments to manually count ballots. They're already trying to lock this down, folks. Then a year after one Northern County's governing board ditched its contract with Dumb Onion voting systems and decided to tabulate results by hand. So they're putting a stop to this as fast as they can. This tells you who they are. Set to go into effect immediately, the law deals a blow to Shasta County's conservative majority board of supervisors, which voted 3-2. In January, to cancel its contract with Dumb Onion amid a flurry of unsubstantiated conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories. See, they don't like what you say when you start speaking truth. They call you a conspiracy nut, a conspiracy theorist. And nobody wants to be labeled that because everybody wants to be part of the groupthink, part of the hive, and just be part of the sheep because that's what you really want. Not me. I hate people that are trendy. I hate people that are sheep. I can't stand you. Amid a flurry of unsubstantiated conspiracy theories about the company in the wake of the 2020 election, leaving without a way to conduct elections for a time. In response, state legislators introduced an overwhelmingly passed AB 969 in September, which allows hand counting under narrow circumstances during regular scheduled elections in places with under 1,000 registered voters and special elections with fewer than 5,000 voters. It will also block counties from canceling contracts from voting systems in the future without a transition plan and a finalized agreement for a new state-approved system. A spokesperson with the governor's office said that Newsom was proud. He was so proud to sign the legislation, adding that it wasn't about preventing hand counting when localities need it, such as during recounts or mandated post-election audits, but rather about ensuring timely, accurate, and efficient results in the state's elections. I'm going to say this here. This better not go to 24. I'm telling you right now, folks, because if it does and nothing is done, need I say more? Need I say more? We're screwed. We're screwed. Let's see what happens this fall going into 24. It's already kicked off to be a very powerful October. Red October is here. Let's just see how red this gets. Let's see how red this gets. I'm just like you. I'm asking the questions. That's all I'm doing. I'm just asking the questions. So in border news, Biden administration waives 26 federal laws to allow border wall construction in South Texas. Really? Remember this, folks. I said in my last video, Biden will say, well, we're building the border wall. Trump will insult him and make fun of him at every turn on that. But then Trump is going to be running on what? Mass deportation. And I've been told that mass deportation will happen. Everyone that's coming here is just cannon fodder. Because when it happens, it's not going to be the police doing it, if you get what I'm saying. It will not be the police doing it. Everyone coming here is going to have a very terrible, terrible time. They're going to have a very hard life from the way that it's being told to me. Just saying, from the way I understand it, all of the facilities that they were going to use on us for not taking this will be used on them. Get what I'm putting down? Don't put it in the comments. If you go to ninoscorner.tv, you'll get it all there. So Biden administration waives 26 federal laws to allow border wall construction in South Texas. McAllen, Texas, the Biden administration announced it waived 26 federal laws in South Texas to allow border wall construction on Wednesday, marking the administration's first use of a sweeping executive power employed often during the Trump's presidency. The Department of Homeland Security posted the announcement on the U.S. Federal Registry with few details outlining the construction in Starr County, Texas, which is part of the busy Border Patrol sector seeing high illegal entry. According to government data, about 245,000 illegal entries have been recorded so far this fiscal year in the Rio Grande Valley sector, which contains 21 counties. If they really wanted to stop this, they would close the border right now, stop everything, reenact Title 42, and that would be that problem would solve and start mass deportation. That's if they really wanted to do it, but that's not what they're doing here. What they're doing here is just little antics so people don't get so mad. These are just propaganda antics, just to make the average dumb voter happy. Finally, Nino, you speak the truth. Finally, really? Who is that person? Oh, man, you can't please everybody. get Hillary on for an interview. Yeah, right. Let's talk about Frazzle. U.S. to restart deportations to Venezuela in an effort to reduce record border arrivals. Everyone here in El Paso down, I might go down to El Paso, down the downtown area, and take video. Should I do that? Do you guys want to see? Do you guys even care about that? If I just go film a bunch of immigrants, would you give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you would want to see that? I don't even know. It's like you see it on the news every day. I don't know if you guys want to see all these people just laying around in sleeping bags. Yes, we want to see. Really? Really? Yes, do the video. Really? Nah, some don't. And more people do. Well, I guess maybe I might have to. But maybe I'll go hang out with some of them at Sancho. That way they won't feel threatened if they see the Sancho show up in a sleeping bag next to them. And I fuck their wives. and give them more kids. All right. U.S. to restart deportations to Venezuela in an effort to reduce record border arrivals. So the Biden administration is restarting direct deportations to Venezuela in an attempt. Are you serious? To reduce unlawful crossings along the southern border by Venezuelan migrants who have journeyed to the U.S. in record numbers in recent weeks, federal officials announced on Thursday. For years, the U.S. did not carry out regular deportations to Venezuela due to its strained diplomatic relationship with that country's socialist government, which faces U.S. sanctions due to its human rights abuses and repressive policies. But officials now plan to resume direct deportations there to send back Venezuelans who entered the U.S. unlawfully and lack a legal basis to remain in the country. CBS News first reported this announcement earlier Thursday. So now, supposedly, I mean, I bet they're going to be pretty lenient on this. They're saying all the right things, right, folks? They're saying all the right things. Propaganda, antics, that's all this is. Sancho Patrol. All right. So there has been a sharp increase in Venezuelan arrivals. They're all here. I'm telling you right now, you go down into the downtown area of El Paso, it's all Venezuelans, all Venezuelans. I'm going to go down there, I think. I'm going to try to film someone jumping the wall. You should see how these people jump the wall. They jump it like an acrobat. Like, it's like the most athletic performance you'll ever see, next to like pole vaulting. These people jump the wall like they're in Cirque du Soleil. I'm not even kidding. When you're driving like Paisano and you look up and you see these people jumping the wall, I'm in awe. I almost just want to sit back in a lawn chair, and I don't drink beer anymore. Maybe I'll just get some popcorn and watch this athletic feat, because it's incredible. The one way they do it is they get screwdrivers and they climb up the wall, and then they just propel over it. And I don't know how they land on their feet every time. They probably practice this shit at home. They probably practice landing, doing a somersault, tuck and roll. I don't know. But they do it damn good. I'm going to do it. Army-Navy game hotel reservations canceled due to influx of migrants in Massachusetts. Listen to this one, folks. In Foxborough, it's one of the most anticipated games in collegiate football, and this year it's being played at the Gillette Stadium. The Army-Navy game will make its Foxborough debut on December 9th. American presidents often attend, but you can be certain tens of thousands of veterans will pour into the greater Boston area. Tickets to the game sell out quickly, and hotel rooms become a hot commodity. That's why it was all the more troubling when Mark Monsbach, a travel agent out of New Jersey, started getting calls from clients that their hotel rooms for the games were being canceled. Why, you ask? Well, he decided to call the hotels his agency was partnering up with for the game. They were leasing out the hotels to the state of Massachusetts for refugees. Mansbach said he was told it was the response from three hotels owned by the Geary Hotel Management, according to Mansbach. The company, he explained, was working with the state to house migrants under the right to shelter law. His clients previously booked hotel rooms were canceled. Americans who paid money, who booked these hotel rooms, got them canceled for what? For who? Migrants. Were canceled to continue the lease with the state. Monsbach said at least 70 of his reservations were impacted. In a statement to WBZ TV Thursday, the Geary Hotel management spokesman didn't address the cancellations directly, saying they're committed to providing shelter and support to refugees at our hotels. As a gesture of solidarity and humanitarian responsibility, we are opening our doors to those seeking refuge in our community. To Americans, okay? Nah. Immigrants, refugees coming in with no job skills, just no lives of poverty and crime. And I'm telling you that I'm on the border. Nah, Americans, veterans, Americans, get out of here. We're giving them to the refugees, all to the refugees. We are opening our doors to those seeking refuge in our community. And what better way to kick people out? The Army-Navy game, folks. The Army-Navy game. Nah. Give it to the immigrants. Give the rooms to the immigrants. Nah. You don't get a room. You're an American. You're here to see the Army-Navy game. You're pulling for Army. You're pulling for Navy. We don't care. We're giving it to the migrants from Venezuela, from El Salvador, that have their cell phones. And what I've been told is they're all being tracked and traced. They know exactly who they are and where they are. That's what's just been told to me. You guys believe in the American apocalypse? Well, 71% don't trust U.S. government to prevent doomsday. Really? You don't say. I trust them to perpetuate doomsday, to instigate doomsday. So Chicago, U.S. politics continue to be a chaotic subject, and a new poll finds the majority of Americans are rapidly losing faith in their country's leaders, from an ousting of the Speaker of the House to the mounting controversies engulfing the current president and his predecessor, or 7 in 10 people say there's no way, there's no one they trust to save them from the end of the world event. These articles are coming out more and more, folks, and I pay attention to it because why? They got to tell you what they're going to do before it. And this is in the air. Such problems only push the so-called doomsday clock to tick closer to the end times. Established in 1947 by a group of atomic scientists, including the revered Albert Einstein, the doomsday clock serves as a barometer for humanity's proximity to global annihilation. It is a metaphorical measure of humanity's vulnerability to cataclysmic events, such as a nuclear war, climate change, pandemics, or asteroid impacts, which, by the way, Richard Allgaier talks about on my program on NinosCorner.tv, the remote viewer. He talks about what they saw, what they see coming. You add that with Cliff High, and they talk about this luminosity greater than a 13. If 9/11 was a 1 on the luminosity scale, they see something in the luminosity scale as a 13 or higher. And it seems to me like we're all, like, could you imagine, let me give you an example for a second. Tupac Shakur, they say they found his killer. Nobody cares anymore. If this was 10, 15 years ago, everyone would be going crazy over that. Not so anymore. Not so. And now we're so numb. We're so jaded that not even UFOs and aliens can get us off anymore. We don't care. We are in such deep shit that anything they throw at us, we're like, oh, okay, whatever. Nobody cares about the aliens. Nobody cares about who killed Tupac anymore. Everyone's concerned with the country. Am I right? Do you give me a thumbs up on that? We know the globalist agenda. We know where this is headed. We care about our country. I mean, nothing seems to, nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. Oh, UFOs landed on the White House lawn. Okay, sure they did. According to a survey of 6,200 Americans conducted by bonusfinder.com, 71.2% of Americans say they have no faith in the U.S. government to save them or prevent a doomsday event. The government can't even save itself. It's in complete chaos. Even more unnerving, many respondents believe doomsday could come within the next year. Perfect. Bring it. Rip off the Band-Aid. In what the fuck news, and what the fuck news, folks, man with handgun seeking Governor Tony Evers' arrest. Listen to this shit. Man with handgun seeking Governor Tony Evers arrested at Wisconsin Capitol returns later with an assault rifle. A man illegally brought a handgun into the Wisconsin Capitol demanding to see Governor Tony Evers and returned at night with an assault rifle after posting bail. He must have really wanted to sit down with this guy, huh? A spokesperson for the state said Thursday, the man who was shirtless and had a holstered handgun, approached the governor's office on the first floor of the Capitol around 2 p.m. People are losing their shit. People are losing their shit. Wednesday, State Department Administration spokesperson Tatiana Warrick said the man was demanding to see the governor, who was not in the building at the time, Warrick said. The Capitol police officer sits at a desk outside of the suite of rooms that includes the governor's office, conference room, and offices for the attorney general. The man was taken into custody for openly carrying a firearm in the Capitol, which is against the law, Warrick said. Weapons can be brought into the Capitol if they're concealed and the person has a valid permit. The man arrested did not have a concealed carry permit, Warrick said. The man was taken into custody for openly carrying a firearm into the Capitol, which is against the law, Warrick said. Weapons can be brought into the Capitol if they are concealed and the person has a valid permit. The man arrested did not have a concealed carry permit, Warrick said. The incident is the latest of a series of violent threats against public officials. Evers, a Democrat, was on the hit list of a gunman suspected of fatally shooting, a retired county judge at the Wisconsin home in 2022. Others on that list included Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Whitmer was the target of a kidnapping plot in 2020. Nino, tell Roseanne Barr I'm in love with her and I think she is so cool. You got it, Hardy. Thanks for the super chat, guys. So, you know that number, that letter in the alphabet has said that these people will not be able to walk the streets. It's all coming. It's already happening. I don't know if you, I just put on Twitter a video of Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, just getting bashed with insults by this guy. I'm not going to say what he said, but it's on my Twitter. I got to tell you, we're tired of this, and it's supposed to be this way. We're getting tested to the very, very core, and we're in Red October. We are now in Red October, and you know, give me a if you think I'm just speaking out of my ass here, do you agree with me? Give me a thumbs up. Do you agree with me that this is escalating into 2024 election cycle? Tell me you agree with me. Let me know you agree with me. Let me know what I'm doing is not in vain, because I do this 3 times a week, folks. I have to put these shows together. I'm off the cuff, but for the most part, I have to put these shows together. I do this for all of us. We do this together. You guys agree with me. So it's not like I'm saying anything crazy here. I'm just stating the obvious. I say Red October every year because it is Red October every year. It's always the fall every year. Everything escalates every year in the fall. Why are you even watching my show? Get the fuck out of here. I don't know why you're here. I hope we pull this off, man. I believe we are. I believe we graduate. I really do believe we graduate from this. Hillary's back. Hillary's back. But I have a feeling she won't be for long. Just a feeling. And I'm not saying that in any kind of bad way. I just think that she's going to be shut down. I think Trump is going to be the next president. That's how I see it. And it's going to shut up everybody. The fight is on, folks. The fight is on. Yep. The fight is on. And like I have always said, folks, do everything. Absolutely everything. Nonviolent. If you're gonna protest, do it peacefully. Do it peacefully. Yeah, I agree with you. Wiener's laptop will be it. We need the Cuban Missile Crisis. It's already getting ready to happen. Are you guys not paying attention to Russia? It's happening right now. It's happening right now. They're getting ready for a World War III. Okay, Russia is. And then we just had our national emergency broadcast, didn't we? Folks, things are happening. I don't know how you don't see it. If you got to be completely blind not to see this. I agree with you. All right. I'll be back Monday. I'm going to put up a cool interview tomorrow. I'll be putting up tomorrow. Go to ninoscorner.tv. Death by Deception with Tim Ray. It's awesome. It's great. A lot of good stuff. As you can always tell, by the end of the week, I get tired. I'm like, oh, man. Whenever I take like a week off, I come back, revitalized. I kick some ass. But as the shows go, I'm like, oh, boy, this is getting tough. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the Black Sheep of broadcasting. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Later.